enjoy today's broadcast.
Lift your worship now.
Good morning. I want to thank you for tuning in to this broadcast, for truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. Remember that Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church is a church where we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to thank you for your time and tuning in to this broadcast and truly being listeners of this broadcast. And I want to thank those of you that took the opportunity to share in the way of donations. Always remember that this ministry is a ministry that seeks out to help folk. And if anyone out there know me and know me well, know that I am a man of God that is always trying to help somebody. And I'm always trying to do what I can for people. But, you know, it seems like we find that people always want to be on the receiving end, but they don't ever want to be on the giving end. I'm soliciting to all of you that have been a part in my life that where I have may have helped you in some way or been a help to you or shared with you in any aspect of your life, that you would, I'm asking you now, that you would make a contribution to this ministry. This ministry helps with this broadcast. It helps where we go and share with the needy. It helps with those with situations where people are in need of help in different areas, and it gives me the opportunity to be able to do that. And I want to thank God that He allotted me to be able to retire from the Rapides Parish School Board. I am now officially retired from the Rapides Parish School Board, and I thank God for those 20 years, and I thank God that I'm able to retire at an early time where I can still do things in life. And I just want you to know that the best is yet to come. And, you know, it kind of got to me. I went to the Bible study on Wednesday, and as I was at the Bible study on Wednesday, and we were fixing the sound system. They were doing everything that they could to keep me from the back in the fellowship hall where they were doing the Bible study, because we were trying to get the sound system and things going. And I was being me, you know, being hard. You know, it's when I'm set to do something, it's hard to detour me. And they just did everything they could to keep me from back there. And then when I go back there, I find out that it was a retirement party that my wife had illustrated, and the members had come together and put together for me. I was so shocked, and I was so thankful. It really, really, really touched my heart to know that they took that time to do that for me, you know. And I just thank God for that opportunity and that pleasure. You know, there is a lot of things that's happening in Alexandria, Louisiana, in the city of Alexandria, that's going on now. And we are looking for our city council to step up to the plate and do what's needed to be done in order to prosper this city, in order to create things for our young people. You know, when young folk don't have anything to do, they find something to do, and it's not always the right thing. But we are a city that I love so dearly, but we are a city that have nothing going on. And, you know, I pray and wish that they would revisit the Red River Fest. The pandemic, COVID-19 is still here, but it's easing down, and it's allowing us to be able to come together. But I just wish they would revisit on allowing the Red River Fest to take place on next May. I can understand this May, but I just don't see next May that we are unable to have something for our people. Something is needed for this city. We have to do something. So we're looking for our city council to step up the plate and be bold and let us know that you are strong leaders, not weak, but strong. And I'm talking about every aspect of the city council. We're looking for you to step up to the plate to help us lead this city to the next level. Tired of talking? Let's start putting our words to action, and we're looking for action. Action speaks louder than words. You know, I was told one time that if you want a good gimmick, all you have to do is listen at a good talker, and a good talker can bring forth things. But what really gets the talker is that the talker has no action behind his talk. So we're praying that the city council will step up and do what's needed to be done. Again, we want to thank, we're thankful that Dennis Stewart has been nominated, has been become the principal of Peabody High School. And I believe that Dennis would do a fantastic job. He's a fantastic person. He has fantastic ideas. The kids love him. And all you have to do, Peabody, is work with him, and Dennis will take you to the next level. So I thank God for that. He's a good person. He's a friend, and I think highly of him. And I'm quite sure that he's in that position because board and the superintendent thought highly of him. Look, we just want to talk just a little bit dealing out of the book of Genesis and 4, where it talks about Cain and Abel. Cain and Abel. And I'm quite sure that a lot of you know the story dealing with Cain and Abel. You know, this biblical book of Genesis, Cain and Abel, they are the first two sons of Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve. Cain, the firstborn, was a farmer, and his brother Abel was a shepherd. And the brothers made sacrifices to God here, and each of his own produce, each of his own sweat and hard work, and but God favored Abel's a sacrifice instead of Cain's, and Cain then murdered Abel, whereupon God punished Cain by condemning him to a life of wandering. Cain then dwelled in the land of Nod, where he built a city and fathered the line there. My brothers and sisters, we come to find that in that particular story of Cain and Abel, as God favored one over the other because of their sacrifices and their produce, one became jealous of the other. And I believe that a lot of things that are happening in this city is because of jealousy. You know, jealousy can really, really tear down not only just a city, but it can tear down your household. It can tear down your relationship. It can tear down your church. Jealousy is one entity that can really, really, really do damage and really, really destroy life and destroy the prosperity of life. And here we find that because of jealousy, one got jealous of the other and ending up killing his own brother. And you know, what a shame. And we have a lot of killing that's going on in this city. And I guarantee you that in a lot of this killing, what's happening is there's a lot of jealousy taking place. There's a lot of because of poverty, when folk want to obtain something that other folk have because they don't have it. You know, depriving folk of their personal belongings, taking another person's life. And we need to come together and stop the violence. You know, you have all of these committees that come together to stop the violence and say stop the violence. And it's time out for all of the talking and all of this rhetoric. We need to start really listening at the people to see exactly what's happening. You know, and it doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand what happened in this situation here. But my brothers and sisters, God don't want you to have a jealous spirit. God don't want you to have a spirit where you hold animosity against your brother. God wants you to love your neighbor as though you love yourself. And then God also says that even in the midst of your enemies, he said he'll make your enemy your footstool. Jealousy. Have you ever been jealous of something or someone in your life? And what it does is jealousy can build up bitterness and all kind of hatred and stuff in your spirit. And those spirits come into your body and come into your mental flow. Because the Bible says, so is a man thinking, so is he. My brothers and sisters, it's time out. It's time out for us to stop destroying each other's life. And first of all, and most of all, one of the things, you're destroying your own life. Because when one takes the life of another, you have simply not only destroyed the other folk's lives, but you've destroyed your life as well. And this is a very, very a serious matter, but it's a very delicate situation. And Justice Cain and Abel was in that situation, and now we're in situation here in the city. We're asking that even in the midst of what's happening, that we come to the round table and try to put together things and put together understanding, try to figure out just what's happening. God say that God talks about love. God talks about peace. He's a peaceful God. He's a loving God. He's a caring God. He's a God that in the midst of all that you do, in the midst of your ups, your downs, your misfortunes, your low down dirtiness, your hatred, he still loves you in spite of, and God still supplies you with your every need. My brothers and sisters, it's time out. We need to take a time out, and we need to analyze what's really, really happening and see what's really happening. You know, the devil wants to kill, steal, and destroy. But we want to come together in unity. I was looking at the television when it talks about Israel and what's happening over there with the fighting. But they've come to a ceasefire. God wants us to come to a ceasefire. We need to put a ceasefire in our lives that we will stop destroying our own selves and our own city. My brothers and sisters, it's all about love. It's all about love. Let's not do as Cain and Abel did. Let's go above and beyond that and start loving one another. Stop being jealous of one another and stop mistreating one another. Look, I just wanted to share that with you. Thank you for tuning into this broadcast for We Are Church, that equipped the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church, ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. May God bless you, and may he keep you, is our prayer.
I will do anything, whatever it takes.
You've just heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love, gifts, and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
100.1.
Thank you for joining us on the radio. My name is Pastor Grady Blackwell, First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're a church that's seeking the lost and lifting the found. So I just want you to know that I'm glad that you are here. Tell everybody that Grady Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air.
Pastor Blackwell, do we have you?
Yeah, you have me. I was talking.
Okay, I don't know. But anyway, we got Pastor Blackwell. So, Pastor Blackwell, take it. It's all yours.
Okay. It's Pastor Blackwell from First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're on the air with you right now. We thank you for tuning in. We want you to pick up your phone, call somebody, and tell them that Pastor Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air. We thank you for tuning in on us. We want to tell you about our services. Even before we try to tell you about our services at First St. Mark Baptist Church, located 1624 Reed Avenue in Alexander, Louisiana. We have Sunday school at 10 on Sunday. Our regular worship service starts at 11 o'clock. Our services last approximately 1 hour. Can I tell you that our fourth Sunday is Communion Sunday? Our first Sunday is Brotherhood Sunday. But our third Sunday is our Youth Sunday. And I want to tell you this for sure. We have church every Sunday. We're wide open. We want you to come. If you have been kind of hesitant about coming because of this COVID-19, we want you to know that we're wide open and you can come. We do, you know, set our distance if we can. But we want you to come and hear the word of God and praise the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. On a Monday, is some of the things that we want to tell you. On a Monday, we have our celebration of sobriety, celebrating abstinence from cocaine or alcohol or whatever. On a Wednesday, we have midweek service. We have Bible study, and it's outstanding. We have three or four preachers there, and we really discuss the Bible and dissect God's word on Wednesday. On Thursday, we have a free community prayer breakfast, and it won't be a prayer breakfast if you don't come. You come, and we can just sit there and eat breakfast, good grits, good sausage, toast, jelly, and you can hear a prayer from the word of God. We just thank you for all of those. We love visitors. I want to tell you quickly as we move along, I want you to know this, and I want you to know it right now. We're getting ready. We're looking for a pastor. We want you to know that. We haven't found one yet, but we'll be putting out resumes pretty soon. But we're not in a rush, but we're going to do it, and we're going to do it in an orderly manner. So our pastor is retiring on this Sunday coming up. But we're going to have a special day for that retirement ceremony, which will be the first Sunday in June. It's actually June the 6th. That's when Reverend A.L. Johnson of the England Park Baptist Church family will preach a message, and that's when we will, at 2:30 p.m., and that's when we'll have that. I'd like to tell you right now, we're going to do a prayer. And as we do this prayer, it's kind of like a prayer to the members, letting them know that I appreciate them. And on tomorrow will be my last day as pastor, but I'll still be at First St. Mark Church, but I will be as a pastor emeritus. Bow your heads, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, we come to thee upon this difficult occasion with thanksgiving and prayer. We thank thee for the privilege which might be ours of shepherding thy flock at this place. As we look back over these years, our hearts overflow with gratitude. We are thankful to you that we might work together in the interest of your kingdom in the peace and harmony. We thank you for giving the strength to preach that word, to bring the good news of salvation into to our soul, saved on our ministry. Our praises ascend to thee, and we think of confidence exchange, of counsel given, and grief and blessing shared. Now, as we are called to part, we explore the continued blessing. Be with us in the years ahead. Please, Lord, grant that they may remain faithful to you, that they may continue to serve you in work and worship, and that they may be true witness to you. Lord, we're talking about the flock that we're leaving behind. And in so many words, I'm not really leaving them behind, because your servant, as he leaves to work for thee elsewhere, endow him with the necessary physical health and strength. Above all, grant him a rich measure of thy Holy Spirit. Give him rich fruit upon his labor. May it be that as we hear from each other in time to come, we may rejoice and bless and multiply, and grant that when life courses run, be forever. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Lord, how we thank you for giving me a chance to pastor so many good people. Thank you that we're not leaving them, but we're just moving to something better. Bless me as I move from one place to another. You'll always be my God, and I know that you'll always take care of your people, the one that I'm going to and the one that I'm leaving. It's Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank God for that. I have heard some people say in many churches, I've heard them say it at First St. Mark Baptist Church. I've heard them say, why haven't I grown? I've heard them say this. And I heard some people say, I look over the corner of my eyes and I look at another church and look like they've grown so much. And why haven't I grown? So I decided on my own, I said, Lord, I'm going to just try a little test here and just see if we can come up with why we haven't grown. And you can answer yes or no to these tests, and you don't have to unless you want to, but you can get a pen and a pencil out. We're actually coming from Psalm 27, verse 11. It says, teach me the way, O Lord. So we're coming out of that. But here's one of the first questions to the test as we take our time. Since being born again, do you stay angry as much as you used to? That's a yes or no. Have you learned how to forgive? Again, we can answer the yes or no. Be truthful now, because ain't nobody watching you. You're not on a college test, or you're not as trying to graduate from high school. This is a spiritual, religious test. Are your temper as bad as it used to be? Do you criticize as much? Have you conquered most of your fears? Have you grown enough to become a tither? We just mentioned some of the things. Is your prayer life fulfilling? Can people tell by the way you act that you are born again Christian? Are you able to lead someone to Christ to be saved? And I don't want to give you the result, but if you are, if you answered all of them right, you're a genius. But if you only had one of them right out of the seven that I gave you, then you'll run. I mean, you fail. I don't know. We'll talk about that the next week that we get on the radio. But I want to tell you this, and I just want you to know it for good. Psalm 27:11 is simply say, teach me the way, O Lord, and lead me in the plain path because of my enemies. That's just Psalm 11. I want you to know, and I hope that you understand, that man is ignorant of a lot of things about God. Man is ignorant. And I want you to know, as I get ready for a close here, Psalm 25:4 and 25:5 say this. Psalm 25:4 says, show me the way, show me thy way, O Lord. Teach me thy path. And that's just plain and simple. The only person can show you the way when you want to do things God's way is the Lord. And teach you, I just said before, man is ignorant of a lot of things. 5 say, lead me in that path and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all day. We need to learn more about the Lord. And the only way that we're going to learn more about the Lord is to study and show ourselves approved. Study the word, because faith comes by hearing the word of God. And all of us want to be the best that we possibly can. We want to be able to bear some fruit. When we're planted, we want to be able to grow up and lead someone to Christ. Everything else grow up. A tree will grow up and bear fruit. Just about everything else will give up something. And we ought to be able to do that. And somebody once said that if we could just bring one person, just stir one person to Christ, lead one person to Christ, our church would be overflowing. Our streets would be safe. We wouldn't have so much killing and so much shooting and so much stuff going on in our streets, bad stuff going on in our streets. They could reduce the police force if we would just learn how to pray, learn how to forgive, learn how to know God's word and live by God's word. If we could do that, we could tell the police, y'all can go home. We ain't got no fighting. We got love on our street, and we got love going on. Again, we do want to say thank you so much for listening to our radio. Let you know that First St. Mark is a church that loves visitors. You can come in anytime you feel. Walk in, and you're going to be welcome wholeheartedly at First St. Mark Baptist Church. We love visitors. We love people that come and want to praise the Lord. You are no stranger when you come to First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're looking forward to see you. Thank you for your donation. So many people have donated to First St. Mark Baptist Church. We appreciate them. We don't make a big thing about that. We know that God will always continually bless you. We thank you for listening, and continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Thank you. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to us on KYT FM. Look, we appreciate you listening to us. We want you to tell. Thank you for listening to us on KYT FM. Look, we appreciate you listening to us. We want you to tell everybody. If you want to correspond with us, it's First St. Mark Baptist Church, Alexander, Louisiana, 1624 Reed Avenue in the old Army Quarter. So if you want to contact us, 318-589-8129. Call us. Let us know how you feel or what you'd like to hear on the air from First St. Mark Baptist Church.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1.